bound for South Australia, 17th to the 23rd of July, 1836. We learn more this week about life on board for the various classes of passenger from Robert Goodger on the Africaine. He was one of the cabin passengers travelling in relative comfort. His diary tells us about his wife Harriet's illness and how others tried to help her. Harriet's state of health is very bad indeed. Constant sickness, violent headaches and other symptoms. Having unfortunately left England without a swinging cot, and Captain Duff having heard me strongly expressing regret at this circumstances, with the greatest kindness he offered me the use of his sailmakers and carpenter to manufacture one for me. The hammock seemed to help Harriet, and the following day Goodger reported that today Harriet has been much better. She slept well in the cot and passed the greater part of the day on deck. As the Africaine sailed south towards the tropics, the weather began to warm up. Goodger's diary says, yesterday we entered the torrid zone. The heat, however, is not at all oppressive to any of the party. The thermometer in my cabin is generally 78 degrees, but the thorough draught which we manage at almost all times to keep up renders the temperature agreeable. Some of the passengers in the intermediate cabin last week manifested discontent and put up on their hatchway an impertinent notice. One complained of the bread, another of the beef, another of the wine. Indeed, each had some complaint to make. Seeing that the ill humour was produced by idleness, it occurred to me that it would be well to get up some general amusement, and I consequently proposed to enroll a body of volunteers to be drilled. And as the first ships to depart Britain were close to the Australian coast, the final ship of the nine we are following, the Tam O'Shanter, departed.